INTS presents theoretical science and its failings. Theoretical science serves the industry shareholders and not the public. A little poem again. A snake in the grass, the devil you say, making some money he comes out to play. Recently, we as the public have discovered through our movie makers and newscasters that the companies that advertise a family company simply mean that they prey on families to meet their only criteria, the dreaded bottom line. It isn't that companies are so dedicated to making a profit that's so alarming. After all, what else would you expect them to do? What is really scary is almost all government bodies, all employees, all citizens, and that just about covers everyone, are spending full time making that the only thing that any of us ever do. The theory of all science is to make a buck. Advertising makes it sound like they are really doing a great service to the community by producing a Swiffer. Huge profits come from such science, but just who picks up after all these great inventors? And when you're done, just flush it, boasts one slogan, for some borderline convenience. Think about all the profit that comes from this, and the problem that it creates is offloaded to the municipal waste water system. Every time some great scientific breakthrough comes along, the landfills just keep it getting larger and larger. Right now, virtually every company in the world is full-time producing eventual landfill fodder. Recycling is a lovely word, but really doesn't mean a thing. It's almost impossible to do. It's getting more and more impossible by the minute, and not even close to the real answer. For a change, we're going to break from the usual format of these discussions and jump directly to the solution. How this solution can be put into place is quite another question. That we will get to in a later session, but here are the facts. As has been pointed out by most of these sessions, is that corporate power has no moral sense. It mindlessly drives on towards cash profit, and it does so, and as it does so, it controls the very governments that are in every jurisdiction. Governments have some very conscientious people in them and are completely frustrated by the lack of integrity that they are forced to display. Money rules. He who has the cash can do anything he wants. Occasionally, a small bit of legislation hits the books, but usually it's so watered down by money pressure, like Kyoto, that it has little effect. That is what the problem is. The solution is very simple. Companies that produce products must follow these rules. 1. Any product must be examined by the public for a period of time before it is produced. 2. All previously produced products must adhere to rule number 1. The product, this is number 3, the product must be shown to be non-polluting. Number 4. The product must be shown not to deteriorate unnecessarily and be fully repairable. Number 5. The company must be responsible for the product for its lifetime and recycle its own products. And number 6. If a company fails, then there must be a designated system or company in place to take the aforementioned responsibility, i.e. recycling what's left over. If this sounds like pie in the sky, well, it is. Companies now have the power to keep any and all of this from ever happening. But there are some natural factors that could make it occur. More later.